Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles are telling people that want to listen that they're going to be making money moves off this offseason, but we've heard that before. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Jim Bowden, former GM. He's now on MLB Network Radio. Does that great weekend show with our friend Jim Duquette, also with the Athletic.
Award-winning front office.
Yes, joins us now. And Jim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. We heard a year ago that the Orioles were going to make money moves, and we got Charlie Morton and Andrew Kittredge and Tyler O'Neill, who's still here, Jim.
Get knocked out.
So is this offseason going to be different, and why?
Yeah, I think it's going to be different. I think a lesson was learned last year. I think, you know, Mike Elias did everything he could to attempt to do value signings, short-term deals with the starting pitching. Okay. They do deserve credit because they tried to bring Corbin Burns back. They did. They weren't able to, and he ended up blowing out with Tommy John. So even if they had spent that money and committed it, it would have been a total disaster anyway. But, yeah, the Charlie Morton thing didn't work out. A couple other moves didn't either. But everything that I hear from agents are that the Orioles' Mike Elias has been very active in discussions and showing interest. And it's a wide range of players that he has shown interest in so far. So, you know, I do think that he's committed to upgrade the rotation, the bullpen, and yes, another outfielder. I never understand their obsession with mediocre outfielders, but that appears to be the three areas that they're chasing. You know, and they've even, you know, they've touched base with the agents for Framber Valdez and Ranger Suarez and Dylan Cease, Tatsuya Imai, Zach Gallen, Michael King. So, you know, again, like all the listeners of your show, people want action. They don't want words. So that's what the Orioles need to do. They need to have action. You know, we were pounding the drums for Seattle for the last couple of years. Guys, you got to go get another bat. You got to get a Nailer. You got to get a Suarez. They finally did it.
Yeah.
And look where they ended up. They were very close to getting to the World Series. So this is the offseason. You're going to find out how serious Baltimore is. We've seen how good Toronto is, and they're being very aggressive out of the gate. We know the Yankees are obsessed. The Red Sox are getting better. Their farm system's getting better. So for the Orioles, you guys know what time it is. It's time to get aggressive, or you're going to be lost. You're going to be a fourth or fifth place team if you don't. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun winter, I think, for an Orioles fan.
Jim, in your recent piece for The Athletic, you were reporting that Mike Elias is taking a lot of calls on one Adley Rutschman, who has 2 years left of club control. Could you see the Orioles actually trading Adley this offseason?
Probably not, would be my guess. Mm-hmm. I think they'll probably at least try to get through with this group. They love him. Obviously, he's coming off a down year. I think if we get to the trade deadline and Baltimore isn't in the race, it's possible they deal him then, if not next offseason. I don't think they're going to be able to sign him long term. Mm-hmm. I think they should try. I think they should take advantage of his weak numbers and try to sign him before he rebounds, which I think he will this year. But behind the scenes, very quietly, Buster Posey in San Francisco, Dave Dombrowski in Philadelphia, they're keeping a very close eye on Adley Rutschman. And both of those organizations would love him. You know, what is he, 27 years old? They would love to get their hands on him to be the long-term catcher in either one of those cities. And there's other teams, obviously, as well. I don't get the sense that there's any trade talks that are serious with Rutschman. Mm-hmm. So if I had to guess, I would say he'll be hitting cleanup or fifth or something and be catching on opening day, if I had to guess. But the calls are coming in. Catching's a tough position. There's a lot of teams looking for catching. And as you know, he's got the upside to be, you know, a Will Smith, like that caliber guy.
So what should they do here? We like Naylor. I thought Naylor would be kind of interesting for them. I'm not really buying Alonzo. I don't know who the center fielder is for this team. It better not be Kowser. We kind of feel like they probably need more than one bat in some capacity or another. I mean, would they swing on Kyle Tucker? Like, would Cody Bellinger fit the bill?
Kyle Tucker would be a great fit. I mean, you know, to me, and again, he's going to be expensive. Yeah. I get it. But, you know, we're talking 30 homers, 30 steals, mm-hmm. plus defender, plus base runner, plus arm, complete player. Not a lot of risk. And, you know, you put him in the lineup with Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday and Westberg and Rutschman and Basayo and Kowser. And yeah, he's a difference maker. I would love to see Alonzo there too, but I just think with Rutschman and Basayo and Kobe Mayo, I think that's going to be your three guys, right? I mean, that'd be my guess that they're going to share catcher DH first base between them, right? I mean, it's kind of how it plays out. So an outfield makes sense. I mean, you know, Mike Elias has said publicly starting pitching, relief pitching, and outfield. He's never mentioned first base, so I don't buy first base either.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Jim Bowden, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jim, what's your read? We've heard Mike Elias say there are no restrictions when it comes to payroll. What's your read been with this new ownership and their willingness to spend?
I just think you watch what people do and go by actions. You know, really good presidents and GMs always protect the owners and always say the right thing and take the hit and the blame. You know, mm-hmm. GMs are paid, presidents are paid a lot of money to take the hit so the owner doesn't, right? So if the owner doesn't want to spend, the GM's got to take the hit. And fans don't always buy into it, especially in a market like Pittsburgh. But, you know, actions say everything. I mean, just think of it. You know, when you're a president or a GM, it's not your money. It's the owner's money. He's the one that's going to decide if you're going to spend the money. It's not you. As a baseball guy, what do we want? We want the most talent, right? I mean, that's what we want to do. So if we want to improve this rotation, I want to go sign Framber Valdez, Dylan Cease, and Ranger Suarez. I want to bring in Bo Bichette. Right? I mean, I want Cody Bellinger and Michael Tucker in my outfield. I want to get better. I want to go sign Edwin Diaz for the back end. I want Robert Suarez in the back end. Like, baseball people want to win, but you can only build a team, you know, based on the financial infrastructure that the owner gives you. So whatever that is, you find out by the actions of the GM or president.
Well, Jim, Mike did get promoted to president of baseball operations. We didn't find out about it until September. We haven't talked to you since that news came out. But I remember we had you on probably June, and you said Mike Elias is on the clock. And then we had you on after the deadline, and you liked what Mike Elias was able to do in terms of getting return. Just what did you make of that not being made public until just recently when Craig Albernaz was introduced, and also Mike Elias coming out and saying he will not hire a GM this offseason? What did you make of all of that?
Titles are titles. That's all they are. I mean, a lot of times today's GMs are assistant GMs, right? Dave Dombrowski's the president of the Phillies. Preston Manley's the GM, but he's really the assistant GM, right? And Dave's really the GM with the Dodgers. Andrew Friedman is the president. Brandon Gomes is the GM, but really Friedman's the GM and Gomes is the assistant GM. So, you know, a title's a title. But normally, if you're an owner and you give your general manager a promotion to president, normally as the owner, you want to have a press conference or you want to at least send out a press release saying I promoted him to president. You know, you're supposed to be proud of that I did this for him or whatever. The fact that it didn't come out is bizarre, to say the least. Like, what does it matter if you got promoted if nobody knows about it? What good is that? So, yeah, I don't understand any of that. But let's credit the hiring of Albernaz. I thought they did a really good job. going outside the organization, not being too inbred, getting outside views. He's coming from an organization that's been extremely successful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Successful, with limited payrolls, but he's been a part of that. He comes with high recommendations from all the baseball people that know him really well, like Steven Vogt. So, you know, I kind of feel like he deserves a lot of credit for kind of going out of the box with that hire. We'll see how it plays out, but I like the hire. So I think that's a good start. And now let's see what they do this winter. I mean, come on, you got to be aggressive.
Does it give you any pause whatsoever, or did it even get on your radar, the fact that they kept four holdover coaches from the old staff? Is that just modern baseball, or is that a little weird for a first-time guy who doesn't get his whole staff?
I don't think you have to get your whole staff, but I think you have to have enough of your staff that's loyal to you out of the get-go. I think managers have to have that. I've never believed that managers should have full power to hire the staff, because it's an organizational job. It's not a singular job. And so, you know, I always felt like the pitching coach and the hitting coach were the two most important. And I always thought that it was important that the president and GM work with the manager so that you're on the same page on who you hire, rather than have it be a Mike Elias guy or an Orioles guy and an Albernez guy. It's better if you can hire there. And then there are times where you have loyal people inside that you think are doing a great job, and you may ask a new manager, hey, keep these coaches, and then evaluate yourself, and then next year, if a change needs made, we can do it. But at this point, you know, we think these guys are exactly where we need to be with the young players we have and their development. And we think we need them here for our guys to develop properly. But if that isn't the case a year from now, then we'll give you the freedom to make changes at that point. So that would be logical.
Jim, before I let you go, let's have a little fun here. You write those pieces for The Athletic, and you start to predict where guys are going to go. Give us a guy, and we won't hold you to it, but a guy that you like, we're going to see the Orioles sign, a big signing that the Orioles will
or
make.
Or trade.
Yes, so yes.
Freddy Peralta, whatever.
I will go with Zach Allen.
Zach Allen, okay. You turned down the qualifying offer today. Jim, you're always great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you
Thank
guys.
You.
Jim Bowden. Of course, you can hear him with our friend Jim Duquette on the
award-winning front office.
Jim and Jim.
Yeah. Two Jims.
I listen to that show.
It's a good show.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Especially driving to minor league baseball games in the spring and driving to travel baseball games in the spring and summer.
We will come back at the Text Today preview tomorrow's show. Get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.